Folks, what's good? This is Big Daddy coming at you for the Big Daddy Forever podcast. This is going to be probably the last format like this that you're going to hear. Yeah, I'm really changing things up. I'm bored with it. I really need to spice things up with this. I really need to just look at what's working and what's not working. I need to, you know, just fill shit out. And I've been saying it for a while, I know. And I have been playing with different ideas. I mean, I don't put it down on the podcast. I've actually been practicing my voiceover work lately. I love it. I've been practicing on audiobook reading. I love that. Got some very valuable information about audiobooks, like, you know, ACX and stuff like that. They told me don't fall into an actor's role. Just be yourself. For instance, there's a book I've been practicing on. Cyberpunk 2077, No Coincidence, a novel by, excuse me if I butcher this man's name, I apologize, Rafat Kosik. And I've been practicing with different, you know, narratives and variations. And my friend who does ACX, she told me, just practice. That's all you have to do. Do the one thing what 99.9999999% of the people who want to do ACX are not doing. Practice. Take that risk. Make that risk. Make it happen. She goes, you have nothing to lose, right? I said, no, I ain't got shit to lose, hell, except money. And this is my time of abundance, and I'm not going to miss on that anymore. But anyway, I've been practicing a lot of different voiceovers, sound engineering. I'm still doing my investing and stuff like that. But more, I'm being creative and I love it. And I'm going to start putting a lot of this on the podcast instead of just coming on here and just random talking and whatnot, because it feels like I have no direction right now with this. So this is going to be the last one of this style. But I also want to talk about something that's very important right now, not only to me, but to a lot of my friends who are hitting 50 and above. A lot of them are wanting to switch careers. A lot of them are hitting midlife crisis, and a lot of their kids are graduating. They're experiencing empty nest syndrome. And like me, I was a young parent. Okay. I was 23 when my son was born. So I had time to, how can I say it? I had time to figure it out, what I'm going to do with my life. But like all parents, our kids become our priority. And somewhere along the way, we lose who we are. And a lot of my friends right now, they're trying to find that identity again. Who am I after life when my child is gone? But now that I'm 50 and above, what do I do? And a lot of them ask me, well, we see that you're doing the podcast. No, was it easy? Was it hard? How did you have life after, you know, after your son was out the house, after he left? You know, you went on vacations, you went skydiving, you moved, you did all this shit. Was it hard? Of course it's hard. When your whole life is based around your children, unless you got a career and you start a career and you know that, you know, and you prepare for this. But no, folks, I'm going to bust something dead in its ass right now. That's a fucking lie. You are never prepared for your kids to leave the house. But there's a lot of parents, or I should say a lot of adult figures who have kids who never felt like they wanted kids. They just had kids because it's what was expected of them. Okay. That's what the words I'm trying to come out of my mouth right now, stuttering and stumbling and shit. I know a lot of people out there, they're not parents. Okay. It was just expected of them because, you know, they had sex, out pops babies, and boom, next thing they know, they have mouths to feed. It takes away from their time. It takes away from a whole bunch of shit. They may be good providers, but they're not parents. Now, those are the ones who can just move on. They're raising their kids up to the point where, oh, 18, yeah, get the fuck out the house. Now I can just experience life on my own. I know too many of them motherfuckers. And it leaves those kids high and dry in the fucking dust to figure life on their own. But those same people who do that, who are over 50, they start realizing that, shit, my purpose is gone. My whole reason for getting up in the morning, despite the fact I didn't want to do this, is gone. What do I do now? That's when you really need to look at your damn selves. Whether you are a loving parent or a pathetic provider, you have to look about what the fuck you're going to do after the kids are out the house, especially as the main focus I want to bring this on, life after 50. It does get easier, okay? I'm grateful enough that I just have one of those minds that it doesn't rest. I bounced back pretty quick after my son was out the house. I had empty nest syndrome, I ain't gonna lie, folks, for 2 damn years. I was creeping up on 50 and I was thinking, okay, what the fuck am I gonna do? I need a career. I need this. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I just started writing shit down one day. I want to travel. Do I have the necessary means right now? No, I'm working at a fucking dead end ass job. I need a career of some sort. I need something that's going to help me put money in my pocket so I can do this. And I found it. Many people are afraid to take that step because they're like, well, in today's society, you know, this big old cancel culture and shit like that. They're worried about what everyone else is thinking. No, they're Gen Xers like me. We kind of worry about what people think about us, but at the same time, we're also that fuck around and find out generation. A lot of them who are in corporate jobs right now, who are over 50, they always tell me that, no, this younger generation, they always give a shit about everything. And we don't want to be mean, we don't want to say anything, but we hear the way they're talking, and then they hear us how we talk. They admonish us for how we think and talk. So we get quiet, but then they turn around and it's okay for them to talk about what they want to. And we sit there and we look at them like, okay, didn't you just tell us not to say or talk like that? And without missing a beat, they turn around, they tell us, well, it's us. We can do this. You guys have had your time. Folks, so all my friends and family over 50, fuck them little motherfuckers, man. I'm being straight up serious. Fuck them little motherfuckers, man. I hear that shit at my job as well from a few of them. Man, don't ever let anyone tell you how to think and feel. If you want to start a whole new career at 50, if you want to go learn computer programming, go do it. If you want to be a flight attendant, one of my friends, she became a flight attendant after her other job was just not satisfying anymore and she hit 50. Best thing that she told me it's the best thing that she's ever fucking done, because now she gets to travel. Now she gets to go do and see shit that wasn't possible before. I have one friend who just took up computer programming, and he's working on his own games. Right now he's working on some mobile app games and stuff like that. I'm testing a few of them. They're fucking badass. I can't tell you what they are because they're about to drop soon. And trust me, I can't wait to see it. He's actually getting to live his dream, even while his kids are like, well, don't you think you ought to just slow down and take it easy? No, we're not going to fucking slow down and take it easy, because someday, to all those youngins who are maybe listening to this right now, you, if you're lucky enough, you're going to be our age one day. You're going to have the same conversation with some little 18, 19-year-old snot-nosed fuck the same way that you're having those conversations with us right now. You're not going to like it. Well, that's if we haven't fucking blown ourselves up yet. That's if by 2050, we're not some big ass desert wasteland across this earth, because we are just really fucking things up right now. But that's a whole different podcast. Point is, be proud if someone over 50 is still wanting to live and push forward. We hear too much shit. We get too much shit from the younger generation, even from our generation. It's this whole thing of perception and don't you think you should be, don't you? I hate, I've said it before. When people say, well, don't you think you should do this? No, you think I should do that. Here's what I think I should do. Don't fucking tell me what you think I should be doing. Go fuck yourself. I do. ask some of my friends, even some of my nearest and dearest friends, they've told me that before. Don't you think you should just kind of do, no, how about you go fuck yourself and you go do it? We're still friends. We still love each other. We're still cool with each other. It's just how we talk to each other. Well, some of us do. Some of them have gotten to their damn feelings and gone off. But anyway, do you. Find something that works for you. Find something that you've always wanted to do. Sit back. Here's what I tell people nowadays, people my age. Sit back, meditate. Let your inner child talk to you. I know in my generation, we bottled everything up. We feel like we have to be tough and closed off, and because that's how the previous generation taught us. And it didn't work. The shit didn't work. So now we're trying to play catch up with ourselves. But that's the biggest suggestion I can do. Well, one of them. Sit back, meditate, and ask yourself. Ask your inner child. Give your inner child a name. But your inner child already has a name, and it's your name. Your government name. I had to do that. I sat back and I was like, you know what? What is something that you always wanted to do that we're not doing, that people have told us don't do this because it's not going to bring in money, or why do you want to do that, and blah, blah, blah. What do you want to do? Mine started reading off a whole list of things. I said, okay, how about let's name off a top five what you really want to do. And it's something we've been working on lately. Writing. Been writing my ass off lately. And a lot of his comic book scripts. He told me flat out, can we please finally make our comic book? I said, yes, mijo. Yes, the fuck we can. And here's the crazy thing about our inner child. It doesn't change. Our inner child, even when we get past 50, is always there trying to tell us, can we please do this finally? I'm here. I deserve to be heard. I protected us. Yes, you did. Let's do this. And that's it. That's one of the things we're working on. Comic book. The voiceover stuff too. That's what we've been working on that. Because I love cartoons. Cartoons are always amazing to me, especially, you know, I always wonder how in the hell did they get the voices on the cartoon characters? And I used to watch specials and stuff like that as a kid, and I used to see how the actors used to, you know, talk in the different voices with the characters. I'm not really good at changing my damn voice, even at my age. Well, I can change from, you know, normal talking like that to really shit talking. I guess that's my voice changing, getting the different characters. But even at age 50, one of my other friends, she's practicing ACX, and she got me. ACX being the Amazon voiceover stuff, the audiobook stuff. She was like, you know, I'm sick of this job. What can I do? And I'm the one who told her about ACX. Then she started really, going hardcore into it, what it takes to be a successful audiobook narrator and stuff like that. And she's already done about 5 books. She's ahead of me. And I'm so proud of her because she ain't fucking around. And people, there is life after 50. You just have to find it. You just have to block out the noise. Most of all, you have to get the fuck out of your own way. You have to sit back and look at really what you want. Yes, it's hard when your kids aren't there no more. When you have the empty nest syndrome, and depending on what kind of parent you were, your kids are either going to be there to support you, or they're going to want to get the fuck out the house as fast as they can and never probably want to see you again or keep some distance between y'all. Whatever happens, you still matter. You still have to get on with your life. You still have to make sure that you're taken care of. You have to take care of your fucking self. They have their lives to live now. You did your job. Your job was to love them, make sure that they grew up as strong as possible, loving as possible, caring as possible. Now it's your turn. Please, please. A lot of my friends advocate therapy. If you have to go to the therapist, go to a therapist and talk to them. If you have to go to a career coach, go to a career coach. If you have to just pack your shit and hit the road for a year just to go see what the fuck is out there, then please go do it. But do it honestly. Don't half-ass it. let your kids go do their thing. If they want to start talking all that shit, well, no, you can't. You shouldn't sell the house. You shouldn't do this. Side note, they don't want you to leave their comfort because that's like their fallback. No, don't be a fallback. You will always love your kids. You will always have that time with them. But being over 50, and if you want to go do all the stuff that you feel like you missed out on or put on hold, I should say put on hold. Don't ever say that you didn't miss anything, because our time with our kids is precious. And when we miss that time, we can't get it back. And it sucks. Go on those vacations. Make that book. Make that drawing. Go see those friends. Go do whatever it takes to make sure your soul is good. Because I ain't gonna lie, to all those folks listening, you will be, if you're young, you will be 50 someday. You will go through this. It's inevitable. It may not hit you at 50. It may not hit you at 51, 52, 55, 57. It will hit you. It's going to suck. Prepare yourself or not prepare yourself. You could just go along with the flow. Like so many folks I know, they just go with the flow and spanks them in the ass later on. But just make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're being honest with yourself about what you want to do with your life after 50. That's all I can say. Just be honest with yourself. Being honest with myself after I turned 50, I still want action. I still want adventure. I still am keeping up with my promise to be the first multimillionaire in this family. It's going to happen. What else am I doing with my time? You know, that's something you can do too. To all my friends and family, listen to this, or anyone else, set some goals for yourself, man. You know, what do you want life to look like for you if you make it to 50? You're not guaranteed. You're not fucking guaranteed to make it to 50. You're not even guaranteed life today, tomorrow, the next day after that, or the next day after that. You work with what you have. But you can always take those steps to make sure you got those key markers in place for, you know, when you hit 50. If you want to go out and retire early, I mean, there's ways that you can just still enjoy life in your 50s and beyond. You just got to find it. But you got to be honest with yourself, okay? I'm done with this. Not in a bad way, I'm kind of getting, I don't know, a little worked up. So I want to go outside and enjoy the rest of this time, because it made me think about some stuff I need to do. I love you all. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for listening to the final format of this podcast like this. I might be gone for a little bit, maybe a month, because I really want to rework this. I really want to make it kick and hum and all that stuff, especially now that I'm going to be hitting 52 here in a couple of months. Times change. I think I'm growing out of certain things. I'm moving on from certain things. I'm moving forward. That way I can move on. Yes, that does make sense. So please, please, please listen to past episodes. Listen to the current episode. Do what you got to do. Live your life. Live it strong. Most of all, live it fucking honestly. But live it for you. All right? I love you all. We'll see you soon. Cool. I promise I will see you soon. And as always, mwah! Peace.